There's a legend about a king who decided to set aside a special day to honor his greatest subject. When the day, big day arrived, there was a large gathering in the palace courtyard, and four finalists were brought forward, and from these four, the king would select the winner. The first person presented was a wealthy philanthropist. The king was told this man was highly deserving of the honor because of his humanitarian efforts. He'd given most of his wealth to the poor. The second person was a celebrated physician. The king was told that this doctor was highly deserving of honor because he had rendered faithful and dedicated service to the sick for many, many years. And the third was a distinguished judge. The king was told that judge was worthy because he was known for his wisdom, his fairness, and his brilliant decisions. But the fourth person presented was an elderly woman. Everyone was quite surprised to see her there because her manner was quite humble, as was her dress. She hardly looked the part of someone who would be honored as the greatest subject in the kingdom. What chance could she possibly have when compared to the other three who had accomplished so much? Even so, there was something about her. The look of love on her face, the understanding in her eyes, her quiet confidence. The king was intrigued, to say the least, and somewhat puzzled by her presence, and he asked who she was. And the answer came, "You see the philanthropist, the doctor, and the judge? Well, she was their teacher." The woman had no wealth, no fortune, no title, but she had unselfishly given her life to produce great people. Friends, there's nothing more powerful or more Christ-like than sacrificial love. The king could not see the value of this humble lady. He missed the significance of the teacher and her lifelong labor of sacrificial love. Closer to home, friends, the question needs to be asked, how often do you and I miss the value, the gift of those around us? How often do we miss the real presence of Jesus, just as Cleopas and his companion missed the significance of the stranger who accompanied him on the road to Emmaus? It was late afternoon and evening of the first day of Easter. Two followers of Jesus were walking a slow and sorrowing 7 miles from Jerusalem to the village of Emmaus. And they walked a forsaken, dusty road, reminiscing, questioning, searching. Suddenly, a stranger joined them in their walk and talk. He asked them why they were so troubled, then went on to explain the scriptures with which they had been wrestling and with so helplessly seeking. When they arrived at their destination, the stranger acted as if he were going on farther. When the two men invited him to stay, he quickly accepted their invitation. And as the three of them sat at the table, the stranger took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. In that moment, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. It was the Lord. Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures? And were not our hearts burning within us when he made himself known to us in the breaking of the bread? Can it be said of us that when we take and eat his body, when we take and drink his blood, can it be said that our hearts are burning within us, that our souls are set on fire as we receive the gift of God and his eternal love? In addition to celebrating the great gift of Easter that unfolds week by week, this holy season we're celebrating 24 First Holy Communions and 35 Confirmations. And today at this very liturgy, we have two will be celebrating First Communion for the first time, Addison and Olivia. Along with yesterday was Jack and Waylon, and at noon, Evelyn and Addison. And as we witness their First Communion, perhaps we might recall our own First Communion, when we came to the table of the Lord for the very first time, coming to union with Jesus, him and us, being surrounded by family and classmates that accompanied us. Wasn't it full of joy and happiness, gratitude and love? Just as Jesus was a companion with the two travelers on the road to Emmaus, the good news, he's still our companion. Did you take that word companion, and there's three letters right in the middle of it, pan or pan. In many languages, pan is the word for bread, like panera. Jesus, our bread, our companion, is one with whom we eat bread, with whom we share life and love when we come to union with him at the table of the Lord. Think back just a little while back, after being isolated at home for such a length of time, not being able to receive Holy Communion in person. Wasn't it an overwhelming moment when at last we could be again physically present and come to union with Jesus in the Eucharist? Many wept tears of joy. And so many are not able to physically be with us, But they pray that beautiful prayer, the prayer of spiritual communion, inviting Jesus to come into our heart and soul. Consider the joy of the newly baptized, the newly professed and confirmed. By the way, there are pictures around the banner in the gathering space by the Good Shepherd, by the Lord's Supper picture. Think of the joy they receive holding me the first time after this long journey of the RSIA that brought them finally to the table of the Lord. Then and now and always, there are hard words to really find to describe the special gift it is when we come to union with Jesus. I encourage you today or tomorrow or Tuesday to take time to come over to our parish hall where we have a wonderful gift to our parish. It's a sampling of ancient and modern Eucharistic miracles that have been verified by the Vatican from around the world. There are over 180 different panels from different places near and far, and because of space, we only have 80 some of them. And the exhibit is traveling around the United States and Canada as part of this international effort for the next 3 years in our church for us to get a better understanding, a better appreciation of the gift of the Holy Eucharist. Jesus, the body and blood, soul and divinity, is with us. As he said the blessing at the Last Supper, when it said here, the bread becomes his body, the wine becomes his blood. And as we do this in memory of him, he comes to be with us day after day. And so we invite you to come out over to the parish hall either today, Monday or Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll gather in church at 10 o'clock for Mass of Thanksgiving, have a Eucharistic procession, weather permitting, and thank God for the gift of Eucharist, for he accompanies us on the journey. And so we continue to say to the Lord, come, enter my soul. And I'd like to just share the spiritual communion prayer that many of our loved ones on live stream are praying with us this day, as we prayed here when we come to the altar to actually receive his body and blood. My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. So since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually to my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you, but Jesus, let me walk with you forever. Amen.